Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to read to you a few verses from the Bible, words of warning, words of invitation, and words of life. Here are the words of the Apostle John in the Gospel of John. He says this, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Oh, friends, I wonder if you've thought about who the Lord Jesus Christ is and what he's like. What his character is really like, why he came, why he did the things that he did, what his mission was, what his purpose was in life, what the nature of his work was. Here are crucial things, things that are vital for us, things that are essential for us to understand in our spiritual walk. Oh, friends, for the loss of them, we ourselves are lost. The apostle says this, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Now, of course, this begs a very basic question. What is our sin? Our sin is a great cloud that separates us from God. It's a great chasm. It's a great gulf between ourselves and a God of holiness, a God of purity. God is not so distant from us. He sees us. He knows us. We move and live and have our being in him. But the problem is this, God is angry with us. He is angry with us for the things that we do and the things that we say and the things that we are. Oh, friends, there is a great gulf, a moral gulf between ourselves and the living God. What a tragedy. What a waste to have an eternal spirit and spend it on the flesh. Spend it just on the here and now. But in Christ, there is the way of return. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there is the Lamb of God who came to pay the penalty of sin in his own body that we might come back to him. Oh, friends, I wonder if you make a mock at sin. You think that sin is somehow an old-fashioned idea. Wake up to the 21st century, friends. Sin abounds in Brixton. Sin abounds in every heart, in every sphere of our society. Sin abounds. The Lamb of God came to take away the sin of the world, to call us to repentance, to call us to life. And yet, friends, by nature we prefer slavery. We prefer mental slavery, spiritual slavery, the slavery of our lusts and pleasures, rather than the knowledge of the truth, rather than the knowledge of a pure conscience and a clean heart. What a tragic mistake not to know the way of peace, not to know the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, not to know his power to cleanse us, to wash us, and to change us. Oh, friends, you think Christ was some kind of naive dreamer? Didn't understand human nature. He knew what is in the heart of man. He knows our hearts. He knows our wickedness. He knows our folly. He knows our excuses. He sees us like a scan. He searches the inward compartments of our being, our motivations, and he knows us. He knows our wickedness. Oh, friends, don't you hear the words of Solomon? Every man is clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. He knows us, friends. He sees us. We make excuses. We justify ourselves. But our friends, the ugliness of our real condition is utterly plain before him. In the naked searchlight of his law, he sees us. Every aspect of our being is disclosed in his sight. How will we escape his judgment? How will we escape his indignation for the things we've done, for the things we've said? Without mercy, without the atonement that comes only through the Lamb of God. Here again is what the Apostle John said. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. But our friends, we're like slaves content with our own chains. We're by nature a puppets of Satan, puppets of this present evil world. Presently we're puppets of our own fleshly desires and appetites, enslaved to the things that wound us and disgrace us. Look at sex outside of marriage. Our society makes a mock of the law of God, the testimony and standards of God. But look how it rips up the family, wounds the children, tears us down. What a tragic thing, friends, to give your heart to things that will wound and tear the spirit. Ruin society. By nature we're slaves of sin, unclean, unfit for God's presence. But in Christ there is the way of peace. There is the way of return. There is the way of life. And here is what the Apostle John says. Behold, don't just glance. Don't just glimmer. Look, behold, the Lamb of God. Look at his character. Look at his works. Look at his words. No one ever spoke like Christ. Whoever made claims like the Lord Jesus Christ? Whoever lived a life of purity and humility and strength, of meekness? Whoever prayed for his enemies in the midst of his execution like Christ? In him and in him alone is life and mercy. Oh, friends, why throw away your eternal spirit? Why live like a fool? Why live like a puppet of the flesh? Why live as Satan's handmaid or hand daughter? In Christ is the way of return. In him and in him alone is the way of peace and the way of mercy. Seek him, friends, while he may be found. Call on him while he is still near. Why throw away your spirits? Why, friends, go the broad way that leads to destruction? Wake up to life before it's too late. Turn away from the things that will ruin you and disgrace you and drag you step by step away from God's presence and pleasure. Seek him while he may be found. Call on him while he is still near. Oh, friends, what have you done to your spirit? What have you done to your conscience? What have you done to your integrity and your strength? What's happened to those useful principles? Seek him while he may still be found. In the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is the blood price paid for sin. There is the only way of return. There, friends, is life and mercy and peace with the living God. In him and in him alone is the way of return. Why will you harm your soul? Why live content as a puppet of the evil one? Why give your heart to lusts and pleasures that will wound and disgrace the soul? Don't you hear what the scriptures say about those who live for pleasure? Dead while they still live. Is that the kind of life you want, friends? A zombie life? A senseless, unspiritual life? A life without prayer? A life without worship? A life that's dead in the grave even before you die? Oh, friends, wake up to righteousness before it's too late. Seek wisdom. Seek repentance. Turn away from the things that will ruin you and disgrace you and harm you. In Christ is the way of return. In Christ is the gift of a new heart and a new birth. Seek him while he may be found. What does the Apostle John go on to say about this glorious Lamb of God? He says this: in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Who is the Lord Jesus Christ? The Word of God. Do you know even the Quran bears witness to this truth? Kelamat Allah, Ibn Maryam, Al-Masih. He is the Word of God, the eternal, uncreated Word of God, Ghair Makhluk. In Christ is the unveiled image of the brightness of the glory of God. What have you done with Christ, friends? Re-crucified him to yourselves afresh? What a tragic mistake. What a waste. What a terrible thing to harden your heart against God's love and kindness. To steal your heart and bite the hand that feeds you. Curse the one who blesses you and live as though there is no tomorrow. Live as though there is no judgment. Live as though there is no resurrection. What a mistake, friends. Not to know the way of peace. Not to know the gift of God and the gift of life. The gift of mercy in the Lord Jesus Christ. Seek him while he may be found. Turn away from sin. Turn away from the things that will disgrace and enslave your heart. Seek him while he may be found. Oh, friends, if we had an ounce of compassion in our being, we cannot but speak of the things that we have seen and heard in the scriptures, of God's word, of God's son, of the glorious life availed to us in the gift of the cross. But he goes on to say this: all in him was life, and that life was the light of men. Oh, friends, don't you know the fountain of life? Don't you know where real satisfaction is to be found? Don't you know the way of peace? Don't you know the way of a clear conscience? Or are you still a dupe of Satan? A slave? Living in the chains of lust and uncleanness? Living in darkness? Living under the power of darkness? Oh, friends, what a needless waste of an eternal spirit to live for self. To imagine it, your own philosophy. Don't you see how human philosophies change like a deck of cards? How this year's political philosophy is next year's disaster? Don't you see, friends, how frail and feeble the ideas of men are? In God, in Christ, there is the eternal rock. There is the way of peace. There is the way of life. Why throw away your eternal spirit? Why harden your heart and sear your conscience? Seek him. Pray for us. In him. Him, and in Him alone is mercy, grace. In Him is the way of life. Seek Him while He may be found. And again, friends, the Apostle John says this: the light shines in darkness, and the darkness couldn't comprehend it. How true this is of Christ, friends. Here was the eternal Son of God, the glory of the Father, and yet the Pharisees couldn't figure Him out. And so it is with the truth today, friends. In the Lord Jesus Christ is the glorious Lamb of God, the fountain of life, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of death and the Lord of life. Who else, friends, has conquered death? Where is Muhammad? Rotting in Medina, dead and buried centuries ago, born only to be resurrected to His own judgment. Where is Confucius? Where is Buddha? Where are all the other great religious teachers? Dead and rotting in their graves. Only one stands as the Lord of life and the Lord of time. Only one stands with a pure and stainless record, the Lord Jesus Christ. Seek Him while He may be found, friends. Call on Him while He's still near. Don't offend the Son of God. Don't re-crucify Him to yourselves afresh. Oh, friends, don't harden your heart. Seek wisdom while it may be found. Turn away from your worst enemy, sin, that poison that takes away the heart, takes away strength, takes away, robs you of the integrity of your spirit. Oh, friends, what have you done to your conscience? What have you done to your spirits? What have you done to your eternal soul? Look at the vandalism. Look at the graffiti. Look at the stain in the image of God that should be present in your spirits. Why, friends, what is the gain of godlessness? What is the benefit of a selfish life? What is the outcome of a lived life lived for pleasure? Seek Him while He may be found. Call on Him while He is still near. In Christ is the light of the world. In Christ is the gift of God. In Christ is the way of peace. Seek Him while He may be found. Oh, friends, what have you done with your eternal spirit? What have you done with your heart? What have you done with your conscience? If you don't know the way of peace, if you don't know the way of mercy, seek Him while He may be found. The Lamb of God calls us. He invites us to life, to washing, to cleansing of the inward spirit. And our friends, what have you done with that opportunity? What have you done with the blood price paid for sin? What have you done with the Lamb of God? Trampled Him underfoot, re-crucified Him afresh. Let it be far from you, friends. Seek Him while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is still near. In the Lamb of God is the way of peace, solid peace, unbreakable peace. In Christ is forgiveness for sin. And He calls us, friends. The worst man or woman in Brixton can find mercy and peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Seek Him, and in Him, friends, you'll find the greatest of gifts, the greatest of loves, the greatest of strengths. The very presence of God Himself is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Seek Him, pray for us, in Him, and in Him alone is the life and the favour of the living God. But our friends, what have we done with the truth? We prefer the hook, line and sinker. We prefer the seduction of Richard Dawkins. Prefer the adult fairy tales, the mythology of the Big Bang, the nonsense of natural selection. How do you think, friends? How do you think organic soup came together into form microbes and living molecules? Don't you see the overwhelming odds against such a nonsense? It's just speculative myth. Why do people love myths? Why do people love fairy tales rather than acknowledge the solid truth of God? The clear call of conscience. The great commands of the living God. Friends, what a tragedy to throw away your spirit. Harden your conscience and live for self. To live like a zombie, unaware of spiritual realities, unaware of the purpose of life, subject only to judgment, subject only to the indignation of Almighty God. What a tragedy, friends. What a waste to throw away an eternal spirit. Seek Him while He may be found. The Apostle John goes on to say these words: the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Who is the Lord Jesus Christ? He is God's glory, unveiled in human flesh. In Christ is the incarnate Word. In Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead, bodily. In Christ is the great mystery. In Christ is the great counselor. In Christ is the mighty God, the eternal Father. Oh, friends, seek him. The prophets saw him long before. They longed and waited for the redemption to be found in the blood of Christ. What have you done with that blood? What have you done with that cross? Denied it away? Misbelieved it? Oh, friends, what a tragic waste of a spirit to live for self. To live for the here and now. Not to know the way of peace or the way of grace. Seek him while he may be found. Turn away from sin. Turn away from sex outside of marriage. Friends, don't you see the harm that sex outside of marriage does to your spirit? How it rips up the family, how it ruins the children, how it deals harshly with our spiritual connection with God. Oh, friends, what a tragedy to harden the soul, to live, to love, and to live in darkness. What a mistake, friends, not to know the way of a clear conscience, not to know the way of peace, not to know his power and his goodness. Seek him while he may be found, and call upon him while he is still near. Oh, friends, here again, the words of the Apostle John, he says this: no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. How can we know God without his Son? How can we see God without the image, the invisible image of God, unveiled in the flesh, in the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, friends, by nature, we think ourselves wise and clever. But what fools we are, naturally. How quickly we get exploited, as it were, by this present evil world. How easily misled we are by its false promises. How easily seduced by the evil one. How foolishly hardened and smeared and defiled by sin. In Christ is the way of wisdom. In Christ is the way of repentance. In Christ is the way of return. Seek him before it's too late. Oh, friends, what have you done with your conscience? What have you done with your spirit? What have you done with your heart? What have you done with your eternal opportunities? Let me ask you practically, what are you doing with your Sunday mornings? Go to a Bible preaching church. A church where you hear about the wisdom of God and the power of God to wash and to cleanse the spirit from inside. Oh, friends, don't throw away your opportunities. Don't throw away life itself. Seek him, and in him you'll find mercy and power to wash away sin. Here's what the Apostle John says: behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Oh, friends, where else will you find mercy except at the cross? Where else will you find the due vengeance and justice for sin except outside the cross? Only in eternity in hell. Seek him, friends, before it's too late. Turn away from the things that God hates in your heart, in your life, in your imagination. Why be a slave of sin? Why be a puppet of evil imaginations? Why, friends, live for lusts which harm and wound the spirit, which drag us low, which defile us and degrade us? Oh, friends, in Christ is the way of washing. In Christ is the way of peace. He wounds us in order to heal us. He deals with us firmly in order to bless us. In Christ is a good shepherd. He comes with the rod in order to lead us and to guide us into the sheepfold. Seek him, friends. What have you done with your spirit? What have you done with your conscience? What have you done with your riches and treasures and privileges and opportunities? Thrown them away? Oh, friends, what a mistake. If you prefer I preach on the other side, I will.
No, I'll carry on.
If you don't mind too much.
No.
But if it is affecting your trade, let me know and I'll
move. No, there's nothing going on anyway.
Except the odd strange preacher. I'd like to read to you, friends, a few words from the Gospel of John, words of life, words of invitation, words of solemn warning to our spirits. Here are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said this: this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light. What a strange thing, friends. We love to think of ourselves as seekers for truth, but the opposite is the true. The opposite is true. Any excuse will do to do away with God. Any nonsense dreamt up by Richard Dawkins will do. What a big mistake, friends, to do away with repentance, with mercy, with righteousness, with wisdom, with the sacred gifts of God, the things that we need most in life. What a tragedy, friends, to feed on the husks of the pigs and neglect the heavenly banquet, to neglect the wisdom of discernment, to neglect his grace and his goodness and his forgiveness and a new birth. What a mistake, friends, not to know the way of life, not to know the Prince of Life, the Lord of Death and the Lord of Life. Let me ask you this afternoon, who else has overcome death?
Okay.
Who else, friends, has passed through the valley of the shadow of death and returned? Save the Lord Jesus Christ. He and he alone has the last enemy under feet. Where is Muhammad? Where is Confucius? Where is Buddha? Rotting in their graves, dead and overcome by sin. Only the pure and the sacred one, the Holy One of Israel, the Lamb of God, only he has the power to forgive sin. Only he is attested by the Hebrew prophets. Only he is sealed and attested by the Spirit, by his wonderful works. How many miracles did Muhammad do, friends? Even his own followers acknowledge he had none but the Quran itself. But in Christ was one who did abundant miracles, one who demonstrated his authority over sickness and demons and death itself. In Christ is the eternal Son of God, the one with power to wash and to cleanse, the one who alone can say, your sins be forgiven you. Friends, what will you do in the last day with your sins? How will you face the anger and the judgment of God for the things you've done, the things you've said, the things you've thought? Don't you know God will hold us to account for every idle word, every speculative thought? In Christ is the way of pardon. In Christ is the way of washing. In Christ is the way of peace. Seek him, friends. Here is the great peace lover, wounded and hated of men, but in Christ is the Holy One, come to bring us back into the bosom of the Father. Oh, friends, what have you done with your spirit? What graffiti have you written over the image of God in your life? What have you done for the life of prayer that you once had? What have you done with his useful principle? Seek his grace and his mercy before it's too late. Again, the Lord Jesus Christ said this, you must be born again. What is Christ talking about? He's not talking about a religious reformation. He's saying you must die to sin and live to righteousness. You must know the power of the cross in your own heart. You must know what it is to be remade, recreated. You must be born again. No religion will avail us. No amount of so-called good works will do anything that increase our condemnation in the sight of God. Only a new heart, only a new spirit, only the washing and the cleansing of the blood of Christ can change us and wash us. And oh, friends, it doesn't matter how dark or foolish, how unclean our lives have become. In Christ is a loving Saviour to wash us, to bless us. Whether sodomy, or adultery, or theft, or lying, or murder itself, or any kind of violence, Christ is able to wash us, and to bless us, and to change us. Seek him. Seek the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Seek him, while he may be found. Oh, friends, what have you done with your heart? What have you done with your conscience? What have you done with the religious instruction, such as it was you had when you were a child? Trampled it underfoot, smeared it, stained it. Seek life before it's too late. Seek mercy in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ before it's too late. He welcomes all. He invites all. He commands all to repentance. Oh, friends, what is a godless life? What is the outcome of living for the flesh? He who sows to the flesh shall reap corruption. He that sows to the Spirit shall reap everlasting life. Seek him, friends. In Christ is the open door into the presence of God. In Christ is the open fountain of life. In Christ is the light of this foul world, this darkness, this present darkness. In Christ is the way of repentance, the way of restoration, the way of healing for our wicked hearts. In Christ is the power to lift up our souls out of the cesspool of a foolish, lust-bound, stricken and enslaved life and bring us into his presence with joy. Oh, friends, why have you thrown away your spirit? Why have you hardened your heart? Why have you steeled your conscience against the truth? Seek him, while he may be found. God is not some kind of monster. He calls us to life. He warns us. He pleads with us, with the death of his own Son. He calls us to repentance, to life. Oh, friends, but why? Why do we prefer to wound our own spirits, harden our own hearts, live in lechery and debauchery, live as fools, slaves of Satan? slaves of the flesh, puppets of this present evil world. What a mistake, friends, not to know his grace and not to know his power. Again, the Lord Jesus Christ said these words: he that believes on the Son has everlasting life. What's the difference between blessing and cursing? Life and death. The knowledge of the Son of God. Not merely a tongue profession, a heart knowledge of the Son of God. Here is the great watershed. Here is the great bridge between death and life. The knowledge of the Son of God. He that believes on the Son has everlasting life. He that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the anger of God abides upon him. Oh, friends, why is the Son of God so crucial? Why is the Son of God so important? Because by nature, we're sinners bound for hell. Bound for judgment. Bound for indignation. Bound for condemnation by God as we stand. Which one of us can hold up our hands and say we're innocent or pure without his power to wash us, without his power to cleanse us, without his power to change us? But in Christ, in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is the wisdom of God and the power of God unveiled in the presence of the cross. Seek him while he may be found. Go to him, friends. How willingly he receives us. How cheerfully he takes the worst and the ugliest of men and women. Look at poor Mary Magdalene, possessed by 7 demons, steeped in the vilest lechery that man can know, and yet she was washed and changed and renewed. Christ has the power to change us. Christ has the power to cleanse our hearts from inside. Christ is an open fountain for sin and uncleanness, just like the Hebrew prophets foretold 400 to 500 years before he came. In him, and in him alone, is the way of mercy, the way of washing, the way of peace. Oh, friends, what have you done to your heart? What have you done to your conscience? What have you done with that relationship with God? Why have you smeared your soul? Why have you defiled your conscience? Why have you hardened your heart? Why are you living waiting for judgment? Why, friends? What is this evil desire for death? This death wish within? Turn you. Turn you. Why will you die? Turn from sin. We look at the great calamities and disasters of the world. And you know what Christ said? Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Don't you see what a grip sin has on every heart, on every life? Don't you hear Solomon when he says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but it ends in death. Oh, friends, we're like lepers. We can't feel the state of our soul. The first thing that sin removes from us is the consciousness of its own presence. Like a leper burning his hands in the flame, so is the sinner who goes off to the nightclubs, wastes his time in the gambling establishments, throws his life away with the whores. Oh, friends, wake up to righteousness. Wake up to wisdom before it's too late. Seek his grace and his power. The Lamb of God, the eternal Son of God, welcomes sinners. Welcome those who return for life and for mercy. He desires to wash us. He desires to fix holiness within us. He desires to instill us with his will. But our friends, we will not have him. We will not have him to rule over us. So as it was in the old days of the prophets, so it is to now. How hard, how foolish, how deceitful the human heart is. Any lie will do, any excuse will do, rather than acknowledgement of the truth of God and his power. Why do human philosophies change like a deck of cards? Why does the political scene shift and change like the waves of the sea? It's rootless. It's baseless. Only in the Word of God, only in the Son of God, only in the incarnate glory of God, the Son of God, there is the way of return. Oh, friends, seek him. With all my heart, I plead with you this afternoon. Seek him before it's too late. What have you done with your soul? What have you done with your heart? What have you done with your opportunities? What have you done with the treasure of the Scriptures? What have you done with the promises and the warnings of God? What have you done with the opportunity of life? Oh, friends, seek him while he may be found. Here again, the words of the apostle: he that believes on the Son has everlasting life, but he that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the anger of God abides upon him. In Christ is the gateway to life. In Christ is the fountain of life. Who else has paid the penalty of sin? Don't you realize, friends, the penalty of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. How can you pay them except by going to hell? Every one of us stands condemned under the judgment, under the scrutiny of God's searchlight. Every one of us has fallen foul of his commands and his requirements, his reasonable statutes. Every one of us has shattered them and broken them and trampled them underfoot, cast them behind our backs. What a tragic mistake, friends, not to know the way of life. Do you think God gives the law to frustrate us? Oh no, he gave the law to us to bless us, to guide us, to direct us. But he knows how impotent the heart of man is. He knows how wicked the heart of man is. The heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? But in Christ, there is the way of cleansing. There is the way of washing. In the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, there is the fountain of life. Seek it. Oh, friends, what have you done to your spirit? What have you done to your conscience? What have you done with your record with God? Where do you stand in his sight? Seek him while he may be found. Call on him while he is still near. Go to him for mercy and for cleansing and for washing. The Lord Jesus Christ stands with his arms open to welcome penitent sinners, those who feel the burden of their sin. He welcomes with open arms. But our friends, those who harden their hearts in pride and self-righteousness, will be crushed by the falling of that stone. Don't you know how awful the judgment of God will be? Every idle word, every evil imagination, every act is naked in his sight. He sees everything. How can we stand in his presence without his mercy? How can we give an account for the things we've said and done without the washing of the blood of the Son of God, the Eternal One? In him and in him alone is the gateway to life. He that believes on the Son has everlasting life. He that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the anger of God abides upon him even now. Oh, friends, what have you done with your spirit? What have you done with your heart? What have you done with your conscience? What have you done with the treasures of God? What have you done with his warnings and his invitations and his mercy? Seek him before it's too late. Why do you harden your hearts like flint, only to be smashed up against the last rock in the day of death? Seek him while he may be found. In Christ is the way of repentance, the way of return, the way of mercy. Seek him, friends, while he may be found. Again, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said this: he that believes on the Son has everlasting life. He that believes not the Son shall not see life. But the anger of God abides upon him now. Where is Muhammad? Where is Confucius? Where is Buddha? Rotting and dead in the graves. How can they save your spirit, friends? They themselves need saving. They themselves need washing. They themselves need direction and guidance. Only in the sinless one, only in the Holy One of Israel, only in the Lamb of God is mercy and pardon for our spirits. Where else is there an open fountain for sin, foreseen and foretold by the Hebrew prophets? But ah, friends, how perverse we are by nature. How hard, how foolish. The evidence can stare us in the face in the British Museum, in the galleries, can knock on our doors week after week, and still we harden our consciences. Still we close our eyes. Still we bring the mental blinkers down. What a tragedy, friends, not to know the way of peace, not to know the gift of God in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like to read to you words of the Saviour too, where he says this: verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear shall live. In the voice of the Son of God is eternal life. In the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ is the difference between life and death, blessing and cursing. How have you responded to that warning, friends? How have you responded to that invitation? Don't you know there will be a resurrection? Don't you know the dead bodies will rise to life, to judgment, to stand before the eternal God? Our sins will be weighed in his presence, and how can we give an account? How, friends, can we stand in his presence without the washing of sin that comes only through the shedding of blood? The blood of that sinless Lamb of God, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a blood price to be paid for sin, friends. God is angry with our sin. He sees the mess we've made of our spirits and our lives. There is a penalty to be paid, an eternal penalty to be paid for every sin. Turn away before it's too late. Seek him before it's too late. Go to him for mercy and for grace. Seek him while there's still time. Call upon him while he is near at hand. Here again, the words of the Saviour, he said this. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. Just as he called Lazarus forth, our friends, so he will call you forth, and me forth, to judgment, to meeting, to accounting, to that spiritual audit. And how can we stand, friends? How can we give account for what we've said and done? Sinners that we are, breakers of his law, despisers of his name and of his mercy as we are, without his grace. How we need the cross, how we need his mercy, how we need repentance, how we need the gift of a new heart and a new spirit, how we need conversion of soul, how we need his life from the dead. Oh, friends, by nature we're zombies, dead while we still live, living and actuated but actually having no sensitivity in the most important matters of all, the matters of prayer, the matter of the purpose of the glory of God, the matter of the purpose of life. Hacking out to ourselves cisterns that hold no water, except a few brackish drops of the pleasures of this world that's poisoned our spirits. Oh, friends, don't you hear the prophet Jeremiah? My people have committed two evils. They have forsaken the fountain of living waters and hewed for themselves broken cisterns. Religious tradition that will avail nothing in the day of judgment. Wake up to righteousness, friends. Wake up to the mercy and the grace of the living God. Turn away from sin. Don't you see, friends, how sex outside of marriage will ruin you and disgrace you? Don't you see how sex outside of marriage rips up the family, wounds the children? Don't you see, friends, the harvest of sin that we reap? Don't you hear the words of the prophet when he says, when we sow the wind, we reap the whirlwind. When we sow to the flesh, we reap a harvest of corruption. How true that is in our own generation. Oh, friends, sow some spiritual seeds. Go to the scriptures. Go to the words, the promises and the warnings of God. They're still apt to us. They're still appropriate to us. We need them, friends, more than we need our own food. How we need Christ. How we need his washing. By nature, we're filthy inside. Our imaginations, our thoughts in his sight are ugly and defamed, defiled in his sight. Oh, friends, by nature we're crooked in his sight. By nature we stand in the judgment of God. Friends, seek him before it's too late. And in him you'll find mercy and grace and power to wash. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But our friends, the tragedy is by nature we prefer wallowing in the mire. We prefer the filth of our own sin, the uncleanness of sodomy or adultery or theft or the things that God hates and sees will ruin us. God calls us to life, calls us to repentance, calls us to mercy, calls us to power and to washing. Don't you hear the words of Zechariah? Centuries before Jesus Christ came, he said, and then shall be opened a fountain for sin and uncleanness in Jerusalem. And so it was. Oh, friends, in the wounds of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is the way of a clean conscience. There is the way of peace for the soul. You'll never know peace in wickedness. You'll never know peace in self-seeking. You'll never know peace in chasing after lusts and pleasures. There is no peace to the wicked, says my God. They're like the troubled sea casting up its mire. But in repentance, in return, in going to the cross humbly and needily, in hungering and thirsting for righteousness, there is real satisfaction of spirit. There, friends, is the spiritual banquet we need. Oh, friends, what have you done with your spirit? What have you done with your heart? Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn away from your sin. Turn away from sex outside of marriage. Turn away from sodomy that enslaves and ruins the spirit. Seek his mercy and his grace and his power before it's too late. Why will you face the anger of an indignant, righteously indignant God? A father who you've cursed and spat at? One who's waited for your repentance? Why, friends, will you harden your hearts against the Most High? Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And in him, find that glorious liberty of the sons of God. Again, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said this. How can you believe who receive honour one from another? How can you believe if you receive honour one from another? And do not seek the honour that comes only from God. When we love to please men for that sake, when we will not seek God for his own sake, friends, how can we find the truth? How can we find out what's objective and real? When we chase after the honour and the praise of men, we're ensnared and captured in darkness. Who, friends, will lead us in this perverse and sinful generation? Will our politicians? Will our leading clergymen? Will our imams? Will our synagogue leaders? They themselves are slaves of sin. They themselves are captives of Satan. They themselves are bound by the chains of lust and uncleanness. Only in Christ, only in the Lord Jesus Christ, is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Go to the Son of God. Go to the one who has mercy and power to wash the vilest of sins away. By his blood, by his death, he has purchased the right to break the chains of our sin, to free us into the liberty of the sons of God. Oh, friends, why be content to live as a zombie? Dead while you still live. Living for pleasures, living for the senses, but no knowledge of the purpose of life, no knowledge of the glory of God, no knowledge of his purposes, no knowledge of the solemn realities that follow after death, no knowledge of the weight of sin in your soul and spirit. Oh, friends, how we need his mercy. How we need his light. How we need his law to search us, to test us, to guide us, to help us, and to restore us to that mercy of Christ. In the Lord Jesus Christ is the grace and the kindness of the living God. Sir? Sir? Can I give you a leaflet? Can I give you a leaflet? Thank you. In him, and in him alone, is the way of return. Oh, friends, when we give our hearts to the flesh, to the senses, to the here and now, you know what the scriptures say? We're zombies, puppets of this present evil world, mastered by Satan, controlled by the prince of the power of this age. Moved by the mood music of this present age, we may think ourselves free, but we're servants of our own lusts, servants of our own uncleanness, bound over by chains that will drag us down towards judgment. Seek him, friends, before it's too late. In Christ is the way of return. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there is power to wash us and to cleanse us and to change us. Seek him while he may be found. Words of the Lord Jesus Christ, words of invitation, words of life, words of warning to our spirits. Oh, friends, how we neglect wisdom when we neglect the teaching, the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ. How deeply he understands our spirits. How thoroughly he understands our frame and our motivation. Oh, friends, in his own days, the Lord Jesus Christ saw men and women like sheep without a shepherd. How true that description is of us, friends. Blind to our own needs. Blind to the great dangers of the wolves around us. Blind to the harm and the snares set around us. How we need his grace and his words. The Lord Jesus Christ said this, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whosoever commits sin is the slave of sin." Oh, friends, we think sin is something light, something trivial. To dally with sex outside of marriage, to dally with theft, with deceit, with exaggeration, with jealousy, with hatred, these things are very light, we think. But that's not how Christ sees it at all. Christ sees sin like a cobweb, an ensnaring trap that holds our spirits fast. Oh, friends, sin is the worst enemy of mankind. Sin will defile you from within. Sin will distort your inward being, smear your conscience, ruin your sensitivity. Sin will drag you away from God and his presence. How we need mercy, friends. How we need deliverance. Here's what Christ says. He who commits sin is the slave of sin. Oh, friends, what a tragedy sex outside of marriage is. God has given us marriage as a sacred covenant to protect the family, to strengthen and boost the emotional partnership between the parents. God has given us the covenant of marriage as a hedge. But our friends, when we break that hedge down, how we rip up the family, how we ruin the children, how we ruin our own spirits, how we harm our eternal destiny, how we sear the conscience. Oh, friends, what a tragic mistake to neglect the law and the purposes of God. What a mistake, friends, to chase after things that will disgrace us and degrade us and enslave us step by step down towards hell. He who commits sin is the slave of sin. Once we start dallying with sin, and every one of us by nature is deep dyed in sin, we become enslaved, bound by its chains, bound by filthy habits, bound by the habit of lying, bound by the habit of exaggeration, bound by the habits of Satan, bound, friends, in a snare that will drag us down to hell without mercy and without grace. Seek him while he may be found. But Christ goes on to say this: if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In Christ's word, as it was in the beginning, so it is now, is light. Oh, friends, how we live in darkness till the light of his conviction comes upon us, till the light of understanding comes over us, till we see what we're really like inside, what really makes us tick, what really motivates us, how filthy and vile we are by nature, how selfish, how driven by fleshly and carnal desires we are by nature, till his light comes into our hearts. In Christ's truth is the power that liberates, the power that takes the sinful slave of Satan into life, into mercy, into repentance. Oh, friends, what have you done with the truth of God? What have you done with the warnings of God? What have you done with his glorious promises of life and mercy? Seek him while he may be found. Go to him for mercy, for friendship, for the washing of his Son. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there is the way of return. Oh, friends, how we wound our spirits, how we harm our hearts, how we sear our consciences by nature. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there is the power to break the chains of lust, to break those chains of pride that will bind us right up to death's door if we don't know his mercy. Seek him while he may be found, and call upon him while he is still near. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there is an open fountain for sin and for uncleanness. Go to him. Christ said, the Apostle John said, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us. Oh, friends, he doesn't want forgiven wretches. He wants to change us into princes and princesses, to lift us up out of the cesspool of an unclean and filthy life, to make us saints. He wants to make us pure within, and he has the power to do it with a touch, with a word. But we will not. We prefer our lusts. We prefer our folly. We prefer the lie in our own right hand. We prefer the darkness rather than the light of his reproof. What a tragedy, friends, to throw away eternal life, to re-crucify the Son of God to yourselves afresh, not to know his mercy, not to know his power, not to know his cleansing. Hear again the words of the Lord Jesus Christ: you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In Christ's word is liberty for the wretched, for the poor, for the blind. In Christ is the power to lift us up out of the cesspool of a dead and careless life. Oh, friends, where are you headed in life? Where will you be after your death if you don't know the mercy of God? If you don't know his power to wash and to cleanse the heart, how will you give an account for what you did, done and said? In the Lord Jesus Christ, there and there alone is the way of return. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he is still near at hand. For his sake. Amen.